Toronto Raptors have become a very successful basketball franchise in the NBA. Over the past few years, they have managed to break into the postseason while finishing in the top four position in the Eastern Conference standings from 2014 to 2020. Raptors are the only Canadian team in the NBA and were not considered to be a top team for a long time since its inaugural season in 1995. It all changed for the Raptors in 2019 when they beat Golden State Warriors in the NBA final to win the championship for the first time, creating history by becoming the first and the only Canadian team to win the tournament. With the championship coming to Toronto, things have changed exponentially. The franchise's fan base has grown, and home game attendance and ticket prices went up, with broadcast viewership growing both locally and overseas. Toronto Raptors' fan base is not only limited to Canada or North America, but it has very well extended to different parts of the world now.
I like Raptors. They are good.
Smith Leung is an amateur basketball player who just moved to Canada. Leung is not a big fan of foreign sports teams because of the restrictions imposed by his home country, China. But he has been aware about the NBA and some of its most famous teams, which includes the Toronto Raptors, and obviously because of the championship. Now, after having moved to Canada, he got a chance to catch up with all the hype that the Canadians and the Torontonians have for the Raptors. He has been very intrigued and involved in the sports, to a point where he has now started playing as well.
People either talk about the Leafs, Blue Jays, or the Raptors. My friend in college, they keep asking me to see the Raptors with them, and I did. Never regretted that decision in my life. It was phenomenal, the intensity of the match, people sharing and everything. Since that day, I started watching the Raptors and also started my new sport.
The Raptors have also surpassed Blue Jays and the Leafs in valuation to become the most valuable team, not only in Toronto, but let alone in the whole of Canada now. Our team member Michael got the opportunity to interview one of the Canada's most experienced sports journalists for TSN, Scott Hart, who helped us understand the story of Toronto Raptors' success before and after the championship.
Scott, how do you think the Toronto Raptors' popularity shift happened?
Well, I mean, it's obvious to say after winning a title in 2019, and obviously I think that's a big part of it. You know, Toronto's always been known, as people always say, it's a hockey city, it's a hockey town. And I do believe that that is true. But I think basketball for the longest time has always been popular in the city, in the country. And then now you take into the fact that this is the Toronto team that finally has given us something that the Leafs have not been able to give us at all. A city that's been starved for a championship. Yes, I know TFC has won a title. Yes, I know the Toronto Argonauts have won Grey Cups, and I totally get that. But on a bigger stage, on the biggest stage, the Toronto Raptors, you know, the only Canadian team in the NBA, found a way to take down the Golden State Warriors, and I think that just really propelled everything. You had people from all walks of in this country who tuned in. People who were not sports fans were interested in this, and I think that really helped put Toronto on the map. The title obviously just cemented that, so... I think that's really the huge reason. Two things. Winning the title obviously increases your popularity, and then giving the city something they've been starving for so long, a championship, you know, added on to that for sure.
I couldn't agree more with that. You know, again, Toronto being a hockey city and then a basketball team coming in, they're winning that, so that's great. And we'll move to the second question. How do you feel the Toronto Raptors' popularity in Canada versus internationally differentiates, and how do you think it adds some value to the franchise?
Well, I feel like, you know, it's easy to say when you win a title, obviously, yes, you're going to be, you know, obviously known through more through North America, you know, more internationally, people are going to know your name. But I really feel like it starts the popularity, and as far as, you know, goes with their president in Masai Ujiri. You know, there's somebody who does, you know, who is not born in, you know, not, he's not from North America. You talk about what he does. He does the, you know, the Giants of Africa, that event he does every year. So again, another event that is another part of the world. So he's really taken the Raptors up through, yes, he has a major love for Toronto and for Canada, but he's obviously put the franchise on the map in different parts of the world, which I think has really added to the team's popularity, not just in this city and in this country, but you look at a guy like Masai, who's been able to do all of that outside for the city and put them on the map in different spots, I think really has added to that popularity as well. Not just obviously the championship, which is the big thing, but what he does, not just in the country and out, has obviously added to that popularity.
What Scott just said was proved to be right this year when the Raptors were eliminated at home by the Chicago Bulls in the play-ins. This game averaged more than 2.3 million viewers on telecast. This is 10% higher than previous year. For past 3 years now, the Raptors have not been so successful, yet their fan base is not only loyal, but carries on to grow. This is Manishi Sharma with Michael Lima, Mei Lee and Vidhu, signing off for Say News.